to Pledge Drive edition of This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. So we did this story not long ago about a couple in Michigan, the Mathises, Rob and Rena, who were out shopping for a house. And one day they tore one that seemed perfect in every way until they saw the big Confederate flags hanging in one room and on the wall of an upstairs bedroom.
So I look up at the picture and I lean in and look at it. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is a KKK application.
All of a sudden, I hear him cussing and coming down the stairs, and he's like, we got to go now.
Turns out it was a policeman's house, an officer on the force in their hometown, Muskegon, Michigan. They decided to post about it on social media. Lots of people were outraged. The city investigates the officer. Why'd he have this stuff in his house? Was he some sort of white supremacist? And maybe most important, what kind of record did he actually have dealing with black people in their city? And when they do this investigation, the city's police chief does not like what he finds. There are complaints from black people in the city about how he treated them. There's a video of this officer pushing an older black woman to the ground. Here's the police chief, Jeff Lewis.
I'm sure he has his side of the story. As you can see, he spins around and just without even trying to verbally de-escalate or do anything, he just shoves this elderly woman to the ground, which is just inappropriate. It is wrong. Is just like out of bounds, period.
Why you just need that lady like that? And you push that old lady, you should be ashamed of yourself.
And then when you looked at his history, there was a progressive, glaring performance with him when it came to, you know, dealing with African-Americans especially. In other words, he seemed to have a lot of problems with African-Americans through his career.
And as the reporter on our story, Ben Calhoun, pointed out over and over again, the officer would be cleared, found to be within the bounds of department policy. But now, looking at all the evidence together, Chief Lewis decided he wanted to fire this guy. And what unfolds in the story is a close-up look at why it's so hard to make that happen, why it's so hard to fire any police officer, and the consequences this has for the couple in the story. They get harassed, they get threatened, they have some truly scary incidents that changes their lives. We spent 2 episodes of our show on this story. I think there are certain issues, like the police, where we all, you know, we know what we think, we know where we stand. And I think with those kinds of issues, and there are so many of them, right? One of the things you can still do with journalism is just show the reality of a thing, like up close. So it's possible to have a new thought or a new feeling about it. So it's possible to see it like you haven't before. Stories like that, they take months to make. Reporters talk to so many people, lots more than you ever hear on the air. If you heard these shows, I think you know what I'm talking about. If you want to support this kind of work and the other original journalism that happens on this radio station, if you like that, if you think it should exist, act on your idealism. Here's how to pledge.